The simple reading of the Chumash implies that Esav had fooled his father into thinking that he was something more than he actually was. And the Torah uses the language that Esav became an ish yodeya tzayid. He became a person who knew how to hunt, and a person who knew game. And Rashi comments that he also knew how to hunt his father, so to speak. He knew how to make a game out of his father and fool him. And Rashi quotes from Chazal, the way that he did so was by asking questions which gave Yitzchak the impression that Esav was something other than what he actually was. And the example that Rashi quotes from Chazal is that Esav would say, Abba, he asked his father, Heich ma'asrin es ha-melech. How do you take off miser? How do you tithe salt? Heich ma'asrin es ha-teven. How do you take off miser on teven, which is straw? So his father, Rashi says, when he heard these questions, how do you take off miser from salt and from straw? His father thought that it was a medakdek b'mitzvos, that it was something that was really particular in mitzvos, when that was not exactly the case. And the Maral explains, what's really the issue with this chazal? What's the idea of salt and straw? And the Maral explains that it's clear in halacha, you don't actually take miser, not from straw and not from salt, because neither one of them are considered a ochel gomer. They're not considered a food product. You can't eat either of them. Straw you can't eat because it's simply inedible. It's not a product that's a food product. And salt is because it's too much. It's too tasty. You can't eat just plain salt. Salt's only added to something else. In fact, both of these have qualities in that they exist, the Maral say, in support of something else. Straw, it exists as the plant is growing, as the grain is growing. The straw is the part of the plant that provides the substance, the structure, the support for the grain. And then after the grain is harvested, the straw, there's nothing left. You can't eat it. Farmers will, of course, find some other use for it, but it has no, you can't eat it, it's not edible. It's there to support the growth of the grain. And salt, in the same way, is there to support the food. Without salt, it's bland, it's tasteless, and you add a little bit of salt and it gives it its taste. And that, says the Maral, is the Esav knew what he was doing. He didn't ask, do you take off miser from straw or salt? If it was just a question of a yes or no, or if he thought yes, you take off a tenth like you take off anything else. His question was, hey, how do you take off miser? Meaning he said, Abba, I understand these are not food products. I understand that the halacha is that you don't take off miser, but I can't accept that, Abba, Esav said to his father. These products are so important. They support the growth of the grain. They give taste to everything. They're such beautiful things that add so much. How can it be, Abba, that we don't take off miser? How should we do it? I know it's not a regular tenth because it's not a regular food product, but Hashem gave us these products. How can it be that we don't take off miser? So what should we do? How should we take off miser to be able to do so? And on that, so Yitzchak was fooled. Yitzchak said, ah, what a son who's so medactic, who appreciates everything that we have and the value, that which gives support to the grain, that which gives flavor to the grain, that which adds so much to life. It's true it's not a food product, but it adds so much. They're so critical for the growth. My son Esav is such a medactic. He's so particular in mitzvahs. Look at how he's trying to figure out how we should take off miser. And that was the way that Esav fooled his father into thinking he was something he was not.